They're from the government, and they're there to help. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Letters have gone out to residents in the Bradyville Pike area, alerting them to the fact that surveyors will be in their area as the city's widening project from Southeast Broad to Rutherford Boulevard has begun. The street will be improved from 2 lanes to 3 lanes with sidewalk and bike lanes. The letter informs residents that surveying crews will be in the area and could continue for the next 12 to 18 months. The news brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. Dr. Mark Kester has treatment options to get you better faster and keep you better longer. Call 895-1253 to set up your free consultation. A Murfreesboro police officer accused of child abuse, Officer Anthony Whitehead, indicted by a grand jury in Rutherford County. The charge Whitehead faces is a misdemeanor charge of child abuse. Murfreesboro Police Department has decommissioned Officer Whitehead till the court case has concluded. He's been placed on administrative duty, surrendered to the Sheriff's Department, and was released on bond on Thursday. Well, even after 2 weeks off, a rather mundane meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council last night. In fact, most interesting item of the night was not even on the agenda at all, and that would be the rumors of that new Walmart being built at Memorial Boulevard and Airport Road. Because the land's already zoned commercial, building would not require the approval of the council in order to proceed, and in fact, it's not even a council matter at all. However, knowing the great public interest in the project, the City Council asked if the Planning Commission could reschedule the date of their meeting on the matter in order to allow more of the people to attend, open up that meeting for public comment, and hold a neighborhood meeting on the issue at a separate date beforehand. Details of those meetings are being ironed out. As soon as they're solidified, they'll be publicized. If you need more news, there's facebook.com/WGNS Radio or breaking news tweets at WGNS Radio. I'm Ron Jordan. You are up to date, and this is WGNS News.
This is George Plaster. Join me for Sports Night, weekdays 3 to 6, right after all sports talk at 2 here on WGNS.
WGNS Murfreesboro, WTVLP Murfreesboro, W263 AI Murfreesboro, W270 AF Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro, the WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
It is 8:13 right now. Temperature outside around 36 degrees. We're joined by Gloria Christie, a local historian. Gloria, how are you?
Well, I'm just great, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, before we went on the air, we were talking about how we're getting another Walmart.
Right.
And we're getting one on 231 at County Farm Road. And you were saying you have a picture that dates back to the 20s?
Right. In fact, someone donated a photograph or gave us one years and years ago of that area, 231, when they actually paved it in the 1920s.
Wow.
And it's just really rural. It's obviously a it was a piece to show what a paved road looked like, I guess, because that's all it is the paved road. So
and
it's pretty interesting, though. There's nothing out there. It's actually about where Barfield Crescent Road is now, right in there. Where Kroger's is, that's where the photograph was taken.
And now we're about to get a Walmart out there.
I know.
About to get another Walmart on Memorial Boulevard.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Well, and that's why I guess some of us are so committed to saving the photographic documentation of this area. We have grown just by leaps and bounds in just such a short time, and all that we have left now that just, even in my lifetime, I can tell you that it doesn't resemble us at all in the last 50, 60 years. So it's important to save this, because not only are we saving the documentation, the historical documentation, but I think it's important to save a little bit and reminisce about the culture and what it was like to live in a small southern town. One of the featured photographs that we have in our collection is Cotton Days on the Square, which was a huge business, agribusiness.
So farmers would bring cotton to the square, then I guess sell it off. Who bought it?
Well, actually, when cotton was brought to the square, it was brought in huge bales, and the photograph that we have, I understand there was a bale of hay, one of the largest ever baled in Rutherford County. It was 1,130 pounds.
Golly.
Right. And in the fall of the year, of course, starting in about August, and sometimes even through December, there would be cotton picking in our county. And then at the end of the cotton picking growing season, they would have the wagons come up West Main with a bale of hay, a bale of cotton. And the bale was measured. And, of course, there was a competition to see who had the largest, who produced the largest bale of hay.
Bale of cotton.
Bale of cotton, sorry. Okay. I was even, can't get that out of my head. So, but yeah, and it does, you look at this, these photographs, and it's kind of interesting because it's a gathering of 1923 of businessmen, farmers, and field hands. No women, hardly any women in this photograph. But the interesting part about it is, if you look at the history of cotton and what in the industry and how it had to be gathered or picked, the women and children were very much a part of the cotton picking season.
Our phone number, by the way, 893-1450. If you want to call to go on the air with Gloria, feel free to dial in. Again, 893-1450. So farmers had competitions back then
as
to
did.
Who could
mm-hmm.
bring in the most cotton.
The biggest bale of hay.
Cotton.
Boy, I've got a problem.
You got hay on the mind.
Yeah, I got hay on the mind.
You got hay fever.
Yeah, I guess I do. Well, you know, it might be interesting if someone has ever done that. I mean, it picked cotton in Rutherford County. I mean, that it would be interesting to share that experience with us on air today, because a lot of folks just don't have any clue what that was like. I know my dad took us one time over in West Tennessee with some relatives of ours, and I was just a little girl, and I was out there in the field with my brother Bill, and I was picking cotton, you know, in the film. I mean, I was just doing it for a novelty, but there was actually children. That was their job. And I understand they got a penny a bale.
Wow, that's it.
And yeah. Mm-hmm.
It, from what I've read, it's fairly, it's not hard work. It's just mundane.
It's back-breaking because, you know, you would have to drag your cotton bag behind you. Put your cotton, it was like this muslin bag that you would put your cotton in. But the cotton, if you've ever seen a cotton ball, it's wrapped with all these little prickly things, and they absolutely cut your fingers in two, and oh, it's just a, you know, it's not hard work, but it is kind of painful, back-breaking and prickly, these things. I mean, I was reading online when I was doing some research for an article that I was writing that you know, folks had scars on their hands most of their life if they were really true cotton pickers. So
interesting. And we still have at least one or two cotton farms, I guess, in this area.
Right.
In Rutherford County. I know one's on Rutherford Boulevard, and they still use that.
Yeah, but they all are machine.
That's right.
none of that anymore.
When did the machines come along?
You know, I think I was reading that they were pretty much in use full time starting in the 1950s. That picture that film that Bill and I are in when they're manually picking the cotton was in the early 50s. But it looks like by the 1960s everything was automated. So different time.
And something else we were going to talk about this morning, Christmas decorations.
Absolutely. That's what prompted all of this. We are actually going to be doing a walking tour of Murfreesboro in the downtown square area. We are actually creating at Shacklett's a 6 different murals that are going to depict each side 6 different areas on the square. So you'll be able to take a virtual tour of the square, and you'll be able to see what kind of a then and now experience. You'll be able to look at the buildings as they are now, and then look at them, or the area, the specific area, as it was from, say, 1900 till about the 1960s.
And when was the square actually put together? When did they start building all the buildings on the square?
Well, I guess as soon as we had our county in 1803, you know, there was when Captain William Lytle gave the original land to build the town of Murfreesboro right there, even our county in 1803, when by that time it was in Jefferson, but a lot of people were populating this area. It was, the square became a natural location for the community to grow because of the water supply. There was wells around the square. In fact, you can see one that we actually uncovered when Main Street was developing downtown in the 80s. In fact, my dad took some photographs when they actually were digging and found that well in the late 1980s. And there it was, in proof of what happened on the north side of the square, which that was a real area of commerce. So you can see that in the photo Cotton Days on the square, because that's where everyone gathered. It was a natural place for them to gather and to be, because they could water their horses and such as that. And also in the Civil War, prior to the Civil War, it was a place where they actually bought and sold slaves.
And during the Civil War, there were fights going on right there in front of the courthouse. In fact, I believe there's places where bullets have ricocheted off the courthouse.
Right.
Little places still there. They never fixed them.
Yes, well, that was uncovered several years ago when the courthouse was being repaired and renovated, and they found that the actual bullets in the courthouse, in the columns on the west side at the very top. If you look very, very carefully, you can see where the mini balls or whatever they are penetrated the courthouse, and that would have been during the raid of Nathan Bedford Forrest in July 13th, 1862.
Now, that's some bad aim if they shot the very top of the courthouse.
Well, that's not necessarily, because what happened is they had sentinels on top of the courthouse. The Union Army had perched their army on top of the courthouse, and as they were approaching, they were shooting from, and then they were shooting from the top of the courthouse, but they were shooting from where they were shooting towards is the old City Hotel, which is on the north side, the south side of the square, kind of where the old Mink Slide area was, right there in that little corner going down Vine Street. It's South Maple, south side of the square. That there was a hotel there, and the soldiers were in a column behind the City Hotel, and so they were shooting each other, and so I'm assuming that the ones that were shot by Confederates, because they would have shot looking up at those sentinels on the top of the courthouse.
So there was a hotel on Maple Street. I never knew about this. This was
in the 1800s. It's on the corner on South Maple. And that's going to be on the walking tour. You'll be able to see that. What is so fascinating about that hotel picture is you see where in the back, the foreground is the hotel. And you can obviously see, in fact, one of the buildings is still there. The old Mullins Jewelry facade is in that photo, and next to the hotel. And behind the hotel is where City Hall is now.
So this hotel was at the corner of South Maple and, the
south
road that goes
side
around
of the square.
Mm-hmm,
right on the corner there.
How big of a hotel was it?
Pretty good-sized hotel, two-story hotel. In fact, interesting about that, I was doing some research several years ago, and I was looking at an ad that was by a photographer in about 1850, and he was talking about he had the best light in the city. I mean, back then you shot with ambient light. You did not have, you had to shoot either outside or, you know, with ambient light near a window. And he had his his business was in the City Hotel. Well, that was it. So, and if you look in our photograph, there was huge windows. So evidently, he used the City Hotel for his photography studio.
And then there was also another hotel on East Main, I guess the James K. Polk Hotel.
Yeah, that's much later. That was a turn of the 20th century hotel, and that it was built in, I think, in the teens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still surprised that hotel didn't stick around to nail days. They tore it down, and I don't understand why.
Well, you know, back in the late 70s, early 70s, there was this kind of move to modernize everything, and including downtown Murfreesboro. I think it's very interesting that we kind of reeled it in a bit, because the Center for Historic Preservation came about at MTSU during the mid-80s and all that. And it was really a good thing that happened to start making people aware of these historic buildings and how important they are to people's history. And maybe although they're very expensive to restore, it might be a good idea to save them if they're salvageable. I am not sure why the James K. Polk Hotel was torn down. I understand it was just a probably maintenance nightmare. I remember being inside of it. It was pretty. It had not been maintained in 20 years. So, I mean, paint was peeling off the walls. It was pretty bad. But so they probably just thought it would be better to get rid of it back in those days. But what a tragedy, though.
And then we also have a lot of the older buildings around the square that are, I guess, fairly original. I mean, I know they've been renovated.
Right.
But they are fairly original. And I remember it wasn't too long ago that we had a drugstore on the square.
Oh, yeah. We've had several drugstores on the square. In fact, you'll be able to see those in the on the tour we're doing. You'll be able to see the interiors of the A.L. Smith drugstore. You'll be able to see the interior of the Buck and Tap store, drugstore, which was actually it was two locations, but on the North Church side that is in our murals. You'll be able to see that inside of that. You'll also see that old Harrison drugstore, Stickney and Griffiths drugstore. So, yeah, in fact, in those days, drugstores were like kind of like a CVS or a Walgreens right now. They had notions and other products that people depended on. I know back in the day, and I remember that if you went to like Stickney and Griffiths or even to A.L. Smith's, I remember those stores, and they would have things, particularly this time of year, that you could buy for Christmas. I mean, keeping in mind there was no other shopping place in Murfreesboro. It was all centered in the square. There, in the late 50s, early 60s, there were no shopping centers, and there were no malls or anything. So everybody kind of stocked up in maybe a furniture store. I remember... a lot of times the furniture stores, which you'll be able to see one of those, was the Todd Furniture Store, H.A. Todd Furniture Store. It was the longest, oldest maintaining furniture store in Murfreesboro. It lasted and really kind of hung on long enough, before the chains furniture stores came in. But you could go in a furniture store, get a bicycle, get a rocking horse, get any kind of toys. I mean, that kind of happened during that Christmas time of the year.
Where was the H.H. Todd Furniture Store?
H.A.
H.A. Todd.
Yeah. H.A. Todd Furniture Store was in the area of where Holden's is now. John, where was it? John Little's John joined us. John can tell you where. It's about where Holden's was, isn't it?
Yeah, west side of the square.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't, you're tearing up our microphones. If you would, pull that microphone up.
All right, how's that?
That's better. That's better.
John knows more than me. I brought a real expert. I
thought you're the expert.
No, I just know what I remember, and that may not be so odd. when I hear my historian, yeah, right.
And Gloria, of course, remembers the 1800s as well.
Yeah, I do. By the way, I was there at that battle in 1862.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll reminisce more about the history of our community. Right now, the time is 8:30. Gloria Christie is with us, and also John Lodell is with us as well. And he helped to put together the Murfreesboro Then and Now book, which you can buy at several bookstores here in town. I think I saw it at some of the drugstores, too. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now, the time, 8:30. We're going to check on the weather and the traffic. Then we will be right back.
High school sports, Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with the purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Weatherize.
We'll see sunshine for the forecast area today with a high in the mid-60s and a south wind around 5. Clear skies for tonight and a low of 41. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felliver. Currently 41.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
Taylor Guitars are here at Music World and Drummer's Den, South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Taylor Acoustics are the top acoustic guitar line in the United States, and in fact, in the entire world. And this is a great compliment to our Paul Reed Smith electric guitar line, which is a premier line worldwide also. This is Dave Kivanimi inviting you to come over to Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Tune-ups, oil changes, auto repair. 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We have one accident in the clearing stages. It's Compton Road at Lakebrook Drive. That could be in the way for a few more minutes until it completely clears out. We have traffic easing on Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Case and Lane, I-24 at 96. Traffic easing broad at Church and broad at Memorial. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule at your pace within your budget. Call National Flight Training 366-9192 or go online to nationalflighttraining.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
That update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com. Again, that's progressive.com.
When my daughter was born, she had an egg allergy, and we found it a struggle to go out to eat, trying to find places that knew what they had and so that she can eat without having to worry about it.
Peter Demas at Demas Restaurant.
We now have a gluten-free menu, and we also have egg and dairy and peanuts so that customers that have those allergies can come in and ask for that specific menu and not have to worry about someone getting sick from that.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
This is the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, on Rutherford County's home for MTSU sports.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
It is 8:34 right now. You're tuned to WGNS. We appreciate you tuning in. Our guest today, Gloria Christie from Shacklett's Photography, and also John Lodell, who helped to create the Murfreesboro Then and Now book, which is available at several bookstores and also several drugstores throughout town. Well, we're taking a look back in history, and one of the things we've been talking about is Christmas on the square. And I know that they have already put up the Christmas decorations for this year. They did that, I think, on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
When did they decorate the square years ago? Was it this early in the season?
No. My recollection is that during Thanksgiving weekend, you could see the fire trucks going around putting the garland on the
The fire trucks go around.
Yeah,
the fire trucks. It wasn't a city work crew.
It was
the fire department.
In fact, there is one of the photos that you're going to be able to see. It is actually on the cover of Murfreesboro Magazine this month that Dad took. I was actually with Dad when we had this kind of sudden snow in 1960s. I think it was like 63. And you can see in the photo the garland that was strung from across the streets then, and they would do that with real garland, real live garland. So the only bad part about it is, you know how Tennessee is, it can be 860 one day and 40 and 30 the next day, and so by January that garland looked pretty bad. So, and it didn't come down until, well, sometimes you could see it come down after New Year's if they got around to it. They didn't have a fire. I guess that was the thing. You know, if they had a fire, then they probably didn't get, you know, they just relied on volunteers then. Oh, I remember, seriously, when there was not any organized effort for Downtown Christmas, and Jesse Messick, founder of Uncle Dave Making Days, he had this big idea that we would adopt a pole in downtown Murfreesboro. But there was no money to decorate anything, and he had these old tree things hidden in his garage. Well, each merchant decorated that, and that was really kind of a mess. It was really a mess. You were alive, Scott. You don't remember that, I bet.
I don't remember.
It was pretty bad. It's pitiful.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. Okay. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was calling to mention Todd's Pharmacy.
To mention what pharmacy?
Todd's Furniture Store.
Todd's Furniture Store?
Yes.
Right, uh-huh. It used to be on Main Street.
Did it used to be on Main Street?
That was the Church of Boulevard.
Yes, it did. It did move. I've forgotten the different locations, but it was on Main Street, too. Actually, I think it was on a couple of locations.
Do you remember it very well?
I sure do. I had a cousin who used to work there.
Oh, you did? Did you buy any furniture there?
Well, I went in and looked. But, and they told me to thank, they thought, you know, they thanked me for coming in. But I was planning on going back in when I did. It was closed.
Well, thank you for calling this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, take care.
Uh-huh.
So the Todd Furniture Store, and that was on Main Street. And there were, I guess there were several other furniture stores in the downtown area, weren't there?
Oh, yes. The one I remember most is the home furniture building business, because my dad was such good friends with the Cohens, and that was one of our customers. So one time Dad got up on top of the roof of home furniture building and took this photo of downtown Murfreesboro that sprawled out. In fact, I think it's in Then and Now, one of the featured pictures in Then and Now, and it's got the Polk Hotel kind of lit up sign in the back, and you can see the City Cafe way in the back,
and the City Cafe has changed location several times over the years, I believe.
Right. Well, yes, it was on the south side, right?
Yeah, it was on the south side earlier on.
So yeah, we've got one.
Once or twice.
Right. We have one, a pet photo of it in the 1920s that's going to be featured in the walking tour, that where it was on the south side. And then it was also on Main Street behind, which is Henry's, where Country Gourmet is today.
Let's take another phone call. Our number, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hey, Scott and Gloria. This is Paul Robinson. Didn't Todd Furniture move out there, right in there close to where Junior's Foodland there on East Main, wasn't it there at one time?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. Thanks.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you for calling. We'll take another call. Good morning. You're on WGNS. Okay. I guess I didn't have anything to say. Very well. Our number is 893-1450. And again, Gloria Christie is with us this morning, and John Lodell is with us as well. And we're talking about history here in Rutherford County. So tell us about this walking tour that's going to take place next weekend. Is it going to be on Friday and Saturday?
Yes. John and the Heritage Center, the County Archives, they've just been real helpful in getting us some students from MTSU, John, you want to tell them a little bit about that? And then
Of course, the Rutherford County Archives has close ties to the MTSU History Department. There's a great graduate program over there training young students to be future historians, but also the Heritage Center of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County, which is right over there on College Street, are helping us out to provide some students for these walking tours. It's going to be on Friday night, November 16th from 5 to 7, and also the next day, Saturday, November 17th from 11 to 1. So if you want to come out and see these wonderful murals that Shacklett's Photography put together, that's going to really take you back in time to experience what the holidays were like, you know, 50 years ago, as well as getting a walking tour with a little more explanation and interpretation of what it used to be like, the shop on the square 50 years ago, you know, 60 years ago.
And these murals, these aren't paintings, these are real photographs of what the square used to look like.
Yeah, they're photoshopped murals where we'll have a kind of a street scene, a wide angle shot of one of the sides of the square, and then insets of storefronts from back in the day.
Very cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to enjoy this.
Oh, my goodness. If you don't, something's wrong with you. you need to be fixed.
Do you already have a list of persons coming, or do you need to sign up early?
No, you don't need to sign up. It's all free. And that's another thing. Let me emphasize that. This is a free walking tour. It is a part of all the downtown celebrations, which include the carriage rides, which, by the way, start again tonight and will be every Friday night, so you can kind of get fixated on what you want to see next week at the walking tour if you come tonight and ride around the square in the carriage. So all this is a part of the downtown Christmas celebration.
And what time do the carriage rides take place usually?
Starting at 5 o'clock tonight, and it goes, I don't know, last week they went kind of late, but I thought it was until 8, but they stayed way after 8. So
let's take another phone call. Our number 893-1450. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I heard y'all talking about a long time ago. I want to see if any around the square there you remember a big grocery store on the south side in about 1940s, somewhere along there. And I think they just put the groceries out and you go in like big things of beans and whatever. My uncle owned a store there. I was just a kid then. I'm 75 now. His name was Isaac Reed. I wonder if you remember him.
Isaac Reed?
Yeah.
And it was on the south side?
On the south side over, yeah.
I'm going to have to look that 1920-something picture because I think...
It was maybe in the 40s.
40, yeah. But I'm thinking it was kind of there... Where I guess it would be that barbershop is there right now, kind of in that area.
It used to be a steakhouse there.
Oh.
It was right below the steakhouse.
Wait a minute. Where was it in relationship to the Roxy?
Oh, that was on the other side, wasn't it?
No, Roxy's on the south side.
Okay.
Goldstein's. Where would it be in relationships to Goldstein's?
I was just a little bitty thing then. My brother, about 80-something, it might have been in the early 40s instead of middles.
Okay. You remember where the Goldstein building was on the square, and then it was Freeman's store, Knox Freeman's store? Is it right in there, kind of?
No, you know about where the old hardware store is? I think it was right on that end of it.
The old hardware store. Are you talking about Maple Street? Because there was, how about the Mullins, Osborne Mullins Hardware?
Jewelry, I believe.
I'm sorry?
Where you pull up Main Street like you're coming off of Broad and start right around to the right. It'd be there on that corner.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Right as you get almost starting around the square good, before you go straight on, going around the square, it'd be on that corner, I'm thinking.
Right there, right across the street from Mink Slide?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There used to be a store there on the corner. It was called the Bargain Town or something like that. You remember that one?
That might have been it.
Bargain Town had clothes in it, but I'm thinking that might have been a grocery store before Bargain Town.
Yeah, this was a grocery store. Yeah.
Okay.
Martin Shoes. It might have been earlier than that, but that's when I remember it, you know.
Do you remember Martin Shoes?
No, not really.
Okay, that would have been up there a little bit. Oh, well, I think that...
I mostly remember the steakhouse.
Okay.
Because that's where we'd get firecrackers and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. That's great.
I just wanted to throw that in.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks again. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling. Let's go to line two. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. You know, the store he might be talking about was Westbrook's Grocery. It was down on that.
Oh, yes.
Westbrook's. And, you know, you would go in and give them your order, and they went and got it all together and brought it back to you. You didn't wander around in the store. But that was Westbrook's.
You are absolutely right. That is exactly what that was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bye-bye. Yep.
So you would actually go in the grocery store, tell them what you want. They'd go pick it out for you.
Right.
Then bring it to the cash register.
Well, and I remember my mom calling the grocery store up there at Lamb's Grocery or one of the groceries on the square and call it the grocery, and they'd pick it in and bring it out to us. If we, most of the time she shopped, but if we had to, like my sister was sick or somebody was sick, they'd actually bring it to you.
And I think Juniors did that for a while.
Yeah.
They may still do it even. I don't know. But they
it's
did.
It's a great
they
service.
Did it
it's
in
a
the
great idea.
Years.
Oh, yeah. They'd put it in a box and you'd go out to the, you know, that you'd have it once a week. You'd know what you needed.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yes. Martin Shoup store there on the corner of the square, before it was there, the Economy Auto store was on that corner, because that's where I bought my first bicycle.
Ah.
I used my savings bond to buy a bicycle. But anyway, then the Westbrook Grocery was in the row up above the Economy Auto store up there in the area of the where the Champion Shoe Shop used to be, up in that way. That's where Westbrook was.
Right. Now, was that where Martin Champion Shoe Shop was? Did that become Martin Shoes?
No. Jimmy Martin had the shoe store.
Right.
And the shoe replacement. But it was right on. It was on the corner of where you start down what you call Mink Slide.
Right.
Toward it was on the that corner of the square. And on the same side, on the same row where Mullins Jewelers would have been, was and all that. And then Freeman's Furniture Company was between the Roxy and the Goldstein Building. The Goldstein Building never did become the Freeman Furniture Company.
Right.
The Freeman Furniture was below the Roxy Theater.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course, the Roxy is where a big cleaner, about where the drive-through
is. That was where the Roxy was.
That's where the Roxy was, and then next to the Roxy, on the right, would have been the City Cafe.
Right. I went to the Roxy one time.
what was it like?
No, we always went one to time. The Roxy, so we could get a shoe shine with the rats running across our feet.
Oh.
Then we went. To
I
the
didn't
Princess
know that
on
part.
That, went to the Princess on Saturday because it was a more sophisticated theater.
Oh.
All right. Goodbye.
Thank you. But, you know, I remember the Roxy because I don't know why, but y'all remember Rock Around. No, y'all don't. You're so young. You remember
we don't
the
have
Rock-
to date ourselves.
They're not going to remember anything because they don't know anything. But you remember the Rock Around the Clock, Bill Haley and the Comets.
I know the song.
I know you know the song. Well, they made a movie about that. Did y'all not see
you
they're shaking
us.
Their heads? Somebody get on the phone and run.
And you
I
saw,
need some help here.
You saw the movie at the Roxy.
I did see the movie at the Roxy, but because this is what I remember. I was like probably 3 or 4, you know, and I don't know whether mom. I had to have had a mom and dad there. They wouldn't have sent me to.
Not by yourself at that age.
I would not think so. But anyway. All the girls started screaming every single time Bill Haley would sing, and I got so scared. I cried. I remember thinking, this is bizarre. Don't you know? And I don't like screaming people to this day. Anyway,
let's go back to the phones. Good morning. I missed that one. Our number's 893-1450. So the Roxy was not as classy, I guess, as the
not
Princess Theater.
Mm-mm.
Big difference there.
Big
have you seen pictures of the interior of both of them?
Oh, I was there.
So you've been in the Princess Theater.
Yeah.
But big difference.
Big difference.
Well,
nasty.
But they were both on the square, though, right?
Well, Princess was, well, originally yeah. both, yeah, but then no, Princess moves one block north onto College by the 1920s, so most people are going to remember it today, remember the newer building, quote-unquote.
Right.
But the Princess didn't close down until the 1970s, like right. early 70s, mm-hmm. so I bet a lot of people remember the Princess.
Yeah.
When did the Roxy close down?
Ooh, golly.
60s, early 60s?
I guess, I don't know, I was
I mean, you remember
much,
it, but barely, so barely, it's got to be...
Barely, you know, I am younger than you think.
How did we support two theaters on the square?
Oh, because there wasn't
nothing else to do.
And nothing else to do. You're yeah. absolutely no TV. You know what? Seriously, we didn't have TVs in Rutherford County that I remember till the mid-50s. In fact, we used to walk from... We had an apartment close to the square, and my dad would walk us down to the square just to watch TV in the window of Charles L. Briley.
And no the other thing is, there's only, what, one screen probably in the Roxy? Was
right.
there one screen
oh.
in there? So they
oh,
only
sure.
showed
only
one movie at a time.
Yeah.
So I bet the Princess showed something
yeah.
else.
So we have no idea how novel it was just to watch, you know, movies yeah. at a theater. It was a novelty.
Well, let's take another phone call. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good.
It's good. It's good. I was listening to Miss Christie on that this morning. I'm going to ask her a question. Did she have some...
Kenfolk
named Murray Myers.
I do. I certainly do. That's my cousin.
Well, I used to stay on his place.
Oh, really?
Now, you know, old Jefferson Pike, down there by the Hickory Grove Bridge?
Yes.
They had that farm down there.
Uh-huh. That was my grandmother's sister's husband.
Yeah, yeah. And when we first moved to Rutherford County, we were on his farm down there.
Wow, I got a funny story about that place. My mom and dad, the first night they were married, my mother was from Idaho, my dad from Tennessee, and she had no clue what she's getting in here to coming down the south like that. So first night they were married.
We moved there along about time when the soldier thing was going through on there.
That's right.
They're on their maneuvers.
Mm-hmm.
They was all on that place. Well, I remember one time they have one of those big old machine guns sitting right out there in the middle of our cotton field.
Wow. Well, you know, yeah. that's Mama came here during the maneuvers and remembers all that and has a lot. She told me a lot about that what it looked like when the soldiers were here around the square. It was pretty terrifying, actually.
Now, I had a sister. She stayed with y'all, with you. And your mother's name is Nina? Nina Shackley?
Yeah, that's my grandma.
That's your grandma?
That's my
grandmother. Well, I have a sister. She stayed with them. They stayed on stayed on the farm over there on, well, somewhere over by Shackley Road over there, somewhere.
That's
over
right. That in Leanna. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My name you know is all Steve my Clinton, people.
We moved there, and I stand around. I'd watch Muffy Girl, and I watched it change.
You did. You
have.
We've seen a lot of change.
I don't mind you about what everything is at before we got changed. So, I'm going to go and let y'all have your day. Y'all
well,
have a good
one. Thank you for sharing. That is so great.
Uh-huh.
We have to save these stories, John.
Yeah. Come to Shacklet so we can talk to you.
Yeah, really?
This is wonderful stuff.
What we need to do is, do we have a pot-bellied stove somewhere?
My parents have one in Nashville. You may borrow it.
We need one of those where they used to seriously
sit around the stove.
Sit around. I remember that in Lamb's Grocery. They had one for real. And people would sit around and talk. And that's why we're doing these murals. And that's why we're doing this walking tour.
It sounds like everybody's calling in with great memories. Do you need to come share those with us on the
yeah,
square next
yes,
weekend?
Yes, please. Please do.
Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
I said, how are you?
I can't hear you.
Well, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to... This is just the most beautiful thing this morning. I just love the old time things back when I was growing up. So I thought we would talk about the name of Mr. Hollis Westbrooks. That was his name that run that grocery store. And it was so... It was wonderful to have a place like that when I was a child. I remember it. And it was Gerald and Mortimer Cohen. And that's where my husband and I bought every piece of furniture we had when we got married.
Uh-huh.
And that was the late 40s. And then we've not talked about McClellan's and Woolworth's. Mm-hmm. Now, they were the, that was the downtown area mm-hmm. on Saturdays for everybody. So I just wonder if everybody, you know, the older people remember their time of work at McClellan's when they were teenagers, like I did. I mean, that was the joy of my life. And mm-hmm. it was right where the court building is now, where the whole court. And it first was Third Night, well, Murfreesboro Bank and Trust there on the corner, which took in part of that. And now it's turned into the court and all that up the side there. But it run all the way back to the back of the street on College Street. And we could be working in the back at McClellan's and see the Prince's Theater and see what was going on over there. And it was just some wonderful times. And there's nothing like those old years. And thank you very much. I'm enjoying this.
Thank you for calling this morning. Again, our guests today, John Lodell and Gloria Christie. And I think you guys have to be somewhere at 9, don't you?
I do.
We
but
do.
I can't stand it. I want to stay, too. But listen, you guys, please come see us next week, the 16th and 17th, from 5 to 7 on Friday and 11 to 1 on Saturday, the 17th. And you'll want to come see this. Don't want to miss it. By the way, I want to say that the murals will be on display at different stores.
Oh, good.
On the different sides of the square. So, and I think we're going to put them in the archives at various times during the holidays and also at the Heritage Center. So just check with us, call the studio, and find out where they're going to be. So if you miss the tours, you don't miss the murals. And we're going to use them again because they're just wonderful. You see how people love to reminisce, and
yeah.
It's just great. So,
hey, what is the phone number at Shacklett's?
Call us at 893-2369, and if you want to know more about the come on in the studios. We've got a few of those pictures tonight that we'll spotlight in the studio.
Now, are you going to put these pictures online as well?
Oh, yeah. They're on southernheritagephotography.com. Some of them are also right there right now. And, you know, if you decide you want one or two of them.
Oh, you can buy them now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's two. That can happen, too. So
that sounds great. How big are they?
Make them any size you want.
That would be neat above a fireplace.
Oh,
it
would be neat above anything. I just love it, you know, and we can make it just custom for you.
Gloria Christie with us this morning, and John Lodell, we appreciate y'all joining us.
Thank you so much. We've enjoyed it, too.
Right now, the time is 8:58. You're tuned to WGNS. Remember, this show will be in podcast form on our website later on this morning at WGNSradio.com, and there you can listen to it in its entirety. Again, that's WGNSradio.com.